Saturday, the 4th of June, day 4 of Audiomo, and I wasn't going to speak at that precise moment, but the train ruined the ambience as I listened to those beautiful wee birds up in the trees, the other side of the burn. Isn't that beautiful? It's a big wood pigeon flaps its way branch to branch through the other big tree. My God, I wished I could get my binaurals up in that tree. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that absolutely beautiful? I don't even know which birds it are. It's not a wren, it's not a robin. Jeez. Yes, heading through the park, walking home from the car boot once again. Another train goes by. Car boot today again. It's our gala day, our John Newlands Day, an annual celebration of the founder of the town of Bathgate, John Newlands. It's just called the gala day, but I see more and more references now to Newlands Day. So, after all the glorious weather we did have, it was a poor morning, clouded over last night and this morning, very grey, dull, cold, and looked like absolutely no chance whatsoever of the sun piercing through and brightening the day for all those involved in the gala day. A wee pause. And we're back. Just pausing to let some people pass, but also to take a snap of a beautiful big patch of the wildflower Hesperus, or some may know it as Sweet Rocket, and I think it's got several names. I just can't remember this one. Beautiful pastel colours and tall stems, delicate. And in the evening, a wonderful, wonderful scent. Beautiful. Anyway, so, as I said, it didn't look as if the weather was going to break and that the all those people involved and all the children in their fancy dresses and all the decorations on the houses and the buntings and everything was going to be just dull. But the sun found its way through. It's now a beautiful day. It looks like the skies are clearing even more. So, hooray for a gala day, you can say. And I'm so pleased. It's nice for the car booters as well, because we get nice sunny weather. But I was thinking more because we had 4 kids and we had to go through it all too. And Minnie's a gala day. In fact, there's a bit of a reputation for gala days and Highland Games here. Healing Games, right. Usually good weather up until Friday night. And then either poor, miserable or terrible weather on the gala day. And then come the Sunday, back to good weather again. It's happened so many times, well documented. In fact, it's called the infamous gala day. Not bogus, what's the word I'm talking about? What's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. So, this is just a plod. A plod through the park. And the sun, and at the moment, in the shade of the trees, very welcome. Although I do love the sun, and I do love being in it. It's nice when the sun's there and you're happy to walk through shade and not be cold, not have to quickly put a jumper on. I'm passing the nature park I call the nature park, the natural park, the wildlife patch that's been left and protected. The far side where the new houses were built, massive bankings of beautiful forms of elder, variegated foliage and green foliage, big patches of broom. Actually, I'm passing right now at my side. See if there's a scent. Yeah, a slight scent. You get a bit of scent off a gorse. We've got beautiful big patches here, bushes of yellow broom and wildflower. I don't know what that one's called, but it's almost like, you know, the bridal wreath, the spirea. But it's what they call the mop heads. It's wildflower, just a wildflower. It's absolutely beautiful. And here's a massive patch here. It's beautiful. But as I look into the nature park, I can see the marsh marigolds, yellow again. Patches everywhere, and then the new growth shooting rapidly up to the sky. And the reed buntings, they nest in there, nest and breed in this big place. You see it here in glorious sunshine. It's absolutely wonderful. You know, it's a true saying, of course, that the sun does make the difference. Oh, here comes, I think, a Darth Vader with his mummy, who's also a Darth Vader. Does that make her a Darth Vader-ess or a Darth S. Vader? I don't know. Hi there.
Morning.
You're both looking good.
Oh, thank you.
You ready for the gallery, pal? Yeah.
What do we
say? Hooray! At least the sun's come out for everybody. Thank God.
Last year.
Oh, I remember last year well. Yeah, it was Drake, wasn't it?
I think it'll be a really busy gallery because of last year.
Aye. The promise, but didn't it look nice this morning, but now, yeah.
I could do it, would have been quite cool.
With your outfit, yeah, I can understand. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
See you, bye. Yeah. Mum and the two kids, a wee daughter, done up as, I think it's actually Princess Leia. Leia, is it Leia? Leia, yeah. Dad's not. Dad's just in a check shirt and jeans. Come on, Dad. You know, put a lot of effort in, man. Well, I suppose I was talking about Galladies and my four kids. Four Waynes. Yeah, in the Galladay. Oh. See, it's all changed as well, the Galladay, because on the Galladay, there was the main procession, which still happens, by the way, and it's quite a large event. But in our day, there would be so many people there lining the streets that if you weren't there early, you didn't get a spot. You couldn't see anything. You'd hear them going by, but you wouldn't be able to see a thing because there'd be thousands upon thousands of people lining the streets. The pubs, they would all be open, but on Galladay Day, they'd be welcome, open doors for the families. Bring your kids in as well, so the kids could have a soft drink and maybe a bag of crisps. In America, in the States and that, they call them chips. It's always confused me when I went for a meal. But it's not the same now. Do get crowds, but nothing like the days of old. There's me mentioning days of old again. Okay, so I've just crossed the wooden bridge into the Meadow Park, the Meadie Park, as we call it, where the Galladay's always here. The shows are across the burn in the old Showground Park. It's actually owned by the show folk. It's just a red cinder park. Perfect for shows. But in the Meadie Park, I'm looking now, and I'm seeing all the layout for the day. It will start, procession starts about now, about 11 o'clock at the top of the town. It takes a while to wander down here, but I can see all the bouncy castles and people with horses. And then there's a great big burger van, Sizzler's Grill, flags flying, the Saltire with a lion rampant in the middle. Kiddies rides. Looks like there's a, pardon the wind by the way, demos off, bikes and quads shooting off ramps, all kind of mayhem. But in glorious sunshine, It's looking fantastic, and I'm so pleased for the organisers and the helpers and just everything. It makes a difference. And even that family up past, you could see the smiles on their faces because the weather has cleared and it's going to be a nice day. Yes, last year, as that woman mentioned, last year was a typical gala day, washed out. But we would be sitting there. I'll move on now. I've got to get home and have a coffee and put my feet up for a bit. It's such a traumatic time, these car boots. So, in the day, as I say, in the day, this park, there would be no room. The central area is always kept clear because that's where the sports used to be held during the gala day. Sports would start about 1 o'clock, starting with the kiddies and working their way right up to the adults. That so many people would be in the park around the central area that there wouldn't be any of these bouncy castles and mini show things for the kids to sit on, those cup and saucer rides and these motorised events. No way, because the park would be absolutely packed and we'd all be sitting on plaids, tartan plaids, with your family, your friends. You'd get your baggage, you're giving you boat tickets before the gala day come along, and that entitled you to, you bought it for the kids, that entitled you to a gala day bag and a drink. You maybe got a carton of orange juice or milk, and then your gala day bag, there'd be a wee pie, a chocolate biscuit, a bag of grists, things like that. And you couldn't wait to come through the turnstile and get your bag and your drink, get in with your mammy and daddy and sit down on the plaid. And what a fantastic experience a gala day was then. It's all changed now. So long as the families now enjoy them. If they still enjoy them, that's great, but it's not the same because now they've even taken the sports away. The sports are held on the Wednesday before or the Wednesday after, depending on weather, I believe. So no sports, but it's all about exhibitionism now in the central area. All kind of things going on. Different, but I suppose, for the modern world, for modern culture, maybe that was the way to go. I don't know. So right now, as I pass a wee play park at the south end of the park, there's four horses getting fed hay in the back of their horse boxes. Beautiful horses. Three chestnuts and a white. Guess he'll be doing something today. Wains. The wee lassies with long hair getting them plaited just the same as the horses' tails. Isn't that nice? That's beautiful. So, gala days, John Newlands Day. Somebody's not happy, obviously. Someone tell that Wayne that it's a gala day and they should be laughing and being cheery and they'll be in a wee whinger. Some kids are no pleasing. So I guess that's about it. But I remember fondly gala days. I really do. As a Wayne, myself, with my mum and daddy, and my sisters. I remember them so fondly. Like excitement day. And we have a tradition here that early in the morning, reminds me of that song, early one morning, drummers would dispatch into the town, you know, in the different areas, and just a single drummer, maybe several of them, and they would parade around the area drumming, side drum, and drum wee kind of tunes or rhythms or a beat. And this was a call to arms for people, as it were. It's a gala day. It's time to get out of bed. It's time to get ready. I could hear one this morning, but by the time I tried to capture it, it was gone. Maybe he was a fast walker. So that tradition was a great one. Call to arms for a gala day. Get out of bed. Well, I was probably already out of bed with excitement. because lots of things happened. And you ran in the races, and even if you got beat, you still got money. And even if you were last, you still got money. And even if you were last, you got money off your mammy and dad. Maybe you got a bob or two. And if you were a good runner, you could make yourself a nice wee earner. Gala days. Fantastic times. So, as I approach the biggest road, just before home, you can see some of the decorated houses here in this private housing estate. Bridgend Park, it's called. Somebody's got loads of bunting out. Loads of bunting everywhere in the garden. Nothing else, just about a couple of 100 metres of bunting. Oh, there's a decorated house. That's the other feature of the galleries that I didn't mention, forgot to mention, that if your weighing is in the gallery, mark what age your weighing is, and depending on what they are in the gallery. For example, our next door neighbour's granddaughter is a guard in the gallery, so a female guard at that, because can't get males now to do the job. Their house would be decorated with things like sentry boxes and everything to do with being a guard. But the houses would all be decorated with paper flowers. Hiya! Paper flowers, artificial roses, and I was going to say pine or fir. But it's not, it's, and my mind's went blank what you call it now. Oh my god, this is shocking. Branches of certain evergreen conifers. It'll come to me, don't worry, it'll come to me. Always done that, that's a tradition, and we have up in the High Street, the precinct, a triple, giant triple arch. That's a tradition in Bathgate as well, I've got photographs of that. Spruce, that's it, spruce. They decorate their fences, the front of their doors, their houses, round their windows, make frameworks up. And then they insert sort of a made up plaques depending who it is. Today, Tracy or John or Bill is going to be whatever in the gala day. And then the judges would go around in the morning, Saturday morning, early Saturday morning, and judge them all when you'd either get first, second, third, or highly commended. You didn't get much, I think, if you won. You really, and I think it's still the same. It's just not professionalism. You still get you get money, but it's not a lot of money for first prize. Maybe a tenner if you're lucky. But anyway, so that's another tradition of the gallery. So I'm going to stop now because I've rambled on it quite a length. But it's because I've got so many fond memories, as I said, as a wee, laddie here. And my home tune, and also rearing four wains through the whole thing, doing it all, and then back to the house late afternoon, and have a wee spread in the house, let the wains run riot in the garden. All great stuff. Well, I'm really pleased the weather's turned out for them, because it will make a great difference. And I know that my dear friend Paul Freeman, who is at Iama here in Audioboo on Twitter. I know Paul is going to be there today with his family. Paul moved up from England 2 or 3 years ago and settled in here, and now he's no longer got children here. He's now got wains. Yes. So Paul's gone with his wains. Have a great day, my friend. Everyone, say cheery bye then now.